Tallahassee Chapter NAACP President Adner Marcellin had this reaction to Friday's bill signing.
Disappointing, but as we say, elections have consequences, and this is just one of the political consequences of the election.
The consequence of the law is that all money matters connected to crimes must be discharged before released felons can register to vote. But the proof they have met that obligation seems elusive at best. Karen Woodall, who heads the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy, hopes the courts will overturn the law. If not, she says, opponents will push for a repeal in next year's legislative session.
Hopefully, the body that doesn't like lawyers, who creates so much work for lawyers, will have their answer from the courts.
In the meanwhile, the drive to register what the league calls returning citizens as voters goes on. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.